What if Biden had acted like Trump? Joan Swirsky examines the impact of strong leadership on Israel, hostages, Hamas, and global conflicts. Read more, by Joan Swirsky. Just a few days ago, I took issue with the doomsday squad of prominent pearl clutchers and naysayers, including Harvard Law Professor Emeritus, Alan Dershowitz, Director of Jihad Watch and prolific author, Robert Spence, President of the Middle East Forum, Daniel Pipes, prolific British writer Melanie Phillips, and the formidable Morton Klein of the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, all of whom condemned in the strongest language the ceasefire hostage release deal that then-President-elect Donald Trump insisted on before his January 20, 2025 inauguration. In fact, Mr. Trump had sent a threatening ultimatum to Hamas, letting them know that the consequences of their failure to comply with the deal that his envoy, lawyer and business mega mogul Steve Witkoff, worked out, would be the following. There will be all hell to pay in the Middle East, and for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity. The then-president-elect concluded by warning that, those responsible will be hit harder than anybody has been hit in the long and storied history of the United States of America. Release the hostages now. Question: what if Mr. Biden had uttered these words on October 7, 2023? Had promised to defend Israel with all possible resources, both monetary as well as the hell-to-pay power of the American military? And, as they did upon hearing Mr. Trump's words about the hostages, the Hamas terrorist cult complied by backing off and ending their bloodthirsty savagery? And what if Mr. Biden had not inflicted an arms embargo on Israel, severely hurting the momentum of the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, in the middle of the genuinely existential war the tiny Jewish state has been waging against not one but seven surrounding enemies: Hamas, Hezbollah, Syrian groups, the Houthis, Yemen, Iran, and Iraqi groups? What if he had been a true ally and unleashed those weapons, which President Trump, to his credit, did release immediately after taking the oath of office? More from Paper Tiger JB. After the three young Israeli women hostages were released on January 19, Hamas once again demonstrated an inability to keep its word by changing the agreed-upon date to release the names of several other hostages, thus delaying their release. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. But it only took a few words from American and Israeli commentators for the keffiyeh camouflaged terrorists to back down, with one headline reading, "Scared of Trump?" Question: what if Mr. Biden had let it be known that changing the rules was unacceptable, big time? Would those predictably glass-as-half-empty savants have wrung their hands in despair and written that the world is practically coming to an end? Of course not, because what now President Trump has flushed out over the past 9 years, since he and his wife Melania descended the escalator in Trump Tower, are the astounding numbers of weak-kneed politicians and commentators who are so afraid of the righteous assertion of power and the positive things it can bring about, that they inevitably opt for and support the passive accommodators and apologists who have contaminated the political landscape for the last 4 years, as well as for the 8 years that preceded President Trump's first term. But much more crucial is this question: if Mr. Biden had acted as President Trump has acted, would we today be 15 months away from a war that never happened? With almost 900 fallen IDF soldiers still with us? With the unspeakable horror of the hostages' suffering never having taken place? More from JB, the puppet president. Shortly before the election, President-elect Trump spelled out to all college administrators, in language clear as crystal, what he planned to do immediately upon taking the oath of office about the metastasis of antisemitism on college campuses, a strategy designed to stop the harassment, bullying, and vicious criminal behavior clearly endorsed not only by professors and administrators, but by the rampaging mobs of racist students we have witnessed over the past 4 years. They will lose their accreditation and federal funding, he said. Translation: all these schools will lose the objective measure by outside agencies of quality and educational value, and also the loss of multi-millions of dollars every year. And the perpetrators, Mr. Trump continued, will be found accountable and charged with violations of the civil rights laws. Well, would I know? Colleges are already complying. Question: what if Mr. Biden had made this simple announcement, instead of reflexively, and preposterously, warning our citizens of the dangers of Islamophobia? Imagine sparing our nation all those months, all these past 4 years, of all that violence and damage and danger and, again, malevolent racism. The list goes on. The what if list is too long, at least a few doctoral theses in length, for a mere article. What if Mr. Biden had done or said X, Y, Z? Would we have been spared such astronomically high food and gas prices, or the luxury hotels in several sanctuary states being filled with illegal migrants for a reported $1 billion cost per city? Would we have been spared the five wars, count them, in Darfur, Yemen, Myanmar, Ukraine and Israel. That didn't exist when Trump 45 was in office? Most important, would we have been spared the violence, the grief, the bloodshed of the Hamas-Israeli war? The hatred of Jews and Israel on steroids. Let's figure it out. Going back to Barack Obama's 8-year regime, there was clearly a fetish with putting nuclear weapons in the hands of the Iranian mullahs, for peaceful purposes, of course. All the Democrat powers that be at the time, and to this day, supported this plan, even though they had all read the Iranian Charter and Mission Statement, both of which stated that their number one goal, their objective, their desire, their very raison d'etre, was to wipe the state of Israel off the map and to make sure that every last Jew on earth was dead. They also knew that Iran was the sponsor of the bands of criminals, thugs and murderers that the United States of America has listed as terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Yemenite Houthis, which Mr. Biden took of the list and President Trump just put back on the list. None of this mattered to the leftist radicals who continued to believe, and who believe to this day, that nothing was more important than putting nuclear weapons in the hands of the archenemy of our faithful ally Israel. But when President Trump 45 posed severe sanctions against Iran, in essence bringing about a depressed economy, the threat toward Israel somewhat abated. However, when Joe Biden occupied the Oval Office, he immediately lifted those punitive sanctions because, as stated, nothing is more important to the Democrat enemies of Israel than putting a nuclear threat in Israel's backyard. It is sad, actually tragic, as well as infuriating, to think what things might look like today if President Trump's 4-year sabbatical never happened. End. Joan Swirsky is a New York-based journalist and author. Her website is www.joanswirsky.com, and she can be reached at joanswirsky@gmail.com.